Meanwhile, China has pulled ahead of the United States in the overall medal count. Chinese athletes have taken 35 medals so far, the U.S. 34, and David Muir has more from Beijing.
In men's gymnastics, China's biggest hope for more gold was Yang Wei, and he delivered. The steel rings routine, just one of his shining moments. And then this performance on the high bar, helping them clinch the gold. In swimming, the Chinese were smiling again, winning gold and silver in the women's 200-meter butterfly. The gold medalist, Louise Gui, says she hopes her win brings more hope to Chinese swimming. American Michael Phelps now prepares to race for his next gold, already winning more Olympic gold in his lifetime than any Olympian ever. But he still wants to crack one more record, the most gold won in just one Olympic Games. Mark Spitz won 7 in Munich. Now 58 years old, Spitz knows that Phelps is eyeing his record.
There's only one other guy in the whole world that knows what he's going through, and that's me. So I sort of have this vicarious feeling in the back of my mind that, you know, I've been there, done that. It's time for somebody else.
Mark Spitz says he plans to continue watching the Olympics stateside with his eye on two sports, Phelps' swimming and his own son's basketball game. David Muir, ABC News, Beijing.